but like generally.
Today, for the first time, I've caught up with a Mini Hugo bus. This is the smaller of the two buses the project will have. We haven't got the second one yet. Taking digital inclusion out to communities in Leeds and eventually elsewhere. And for the first time, I've actually managed to get on the bus, and it's wonderful. And you'll see lots of photos of it on my Twitter feed and a Vine video. So please check it out. But actually, I'm here with Jody, because Jody's one of the Leeds Federated Housing Association tenants who has engaged with the bus from very early days. So Jody, what made you want to get involved with Hugo?
It was an accident, John, to be honest with you. I had problems in my room. I had a Leeds Fed officer come to my house, and I kind of sat and, I don't know, bawled my eyes out and told her all my problems. And then she introduced me to a guy called Jonathan and a guy called Jack, who's on bus with us today. And I went into the hub at Leeds Federation. Then they told me about the bus and what it does, digital inclusion. And I told them that I love writing. And next thing, I've got caught up in this world of blogging, and I've become Hugo's resident blogger. So wherever the bus goes, I kind of follow it and sit on blogging.
That's great. We were at an event together a couple of weeks ago, and you said something about how the Hugo project had changed your relationship with your landlord.
I did, yeah. It was, I just seen Leeds Federation as my landlords, and I assumed that I were just their tenant. And I still am going through a really rough patch in my life, and I wasn't very happy. I didn't have nothing to do. I was in a dead end job, and Hugo came along, and all of a sudden I've got this like zest for life again. It's like they're there and they listen to me, and I weren't just Leeds Fed tenant anymore. I was Jody, a person, and that's all thanks to Hugo. They've just put this happiness, this spark back into my life.
And I've been running a session on social media for some of our housing colleagues this morning, and one of the things that you said was that you think housing staff should blog because you don't know who they are and what they do.
Yeah, definitely, because you hear a name and you think, well, who's that? And you know that they work for this housing association or the council, but you don't know anything about them. You don't know what their job is. You don't know how to contact them. Are they running different schemes and that? If they did a blog and they can link it to social media sites like Facebook, like Twitter, then we can click on that link and then we can see. And then we're like, oh, yeah, I know Frank. I know what he does because I've read about him. That's how it should be.
Okay, so the Hugo project is about more than digital inclusion, really.
Yeah, it is. People think that Hugo means how can you get online. It isn't. It's how can you get on. And I know they're doing I thought up this thing for a gardening project. Gardening project. And Hugo can help me with that because there's a pop-up business school. That's all because of Hugo. They can help me get on to building a business. They can help me with my writing. They can help me getting jobs, they can help me with interview skills. So it's not all about digital inclusion. There's a whole heap of things that go with it.
Okay, well, thank you, Jody. It's a really heartwarming story you've got to tell, and it just goes to show how digital inclusion can be the gateway to so much.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
There's no disrespect, Richard, to your
laptop. No, they're not.
It's just these two.
It's just
these two. Thank you. It's just one. I mean, that looks
nice. They need
to upgrade to the moment. That looks nice and posh, but this is old and comfy.